Ashet Audio presents The Wolves of Andover. Written by Kathleen Kent. Read by Ellen Archer.
For Kevin and Kim. Preface. London, England, April 1649. The woman worked her way out of the crowd, grabbing Cromwell by the cloak, and pulled at it until he turned to face her. She was small, with plain wheat-colored hair, but the blush in her cheeks was high, as with a fever, and her voice was surprisingly deep. She said to him, "Sir, will you stay and speak with us?" He had a mind to pull his cloak roughly from her grasp and move away into the darkened safety of the House of Commons. But he looked over the shifting, enclosing mass of the hundreds, perhaps thousands, who had come to petition him to release the imprisoned leaders of the Leveler movement, and he tempered his voice to a fatherly tone.
"It is not for women to petition, missus. You should be home, at your plates and bowls."
"Sir," the woman said, "we scarce have any dishes left to tend, and those we have, we are not sure to keep." The Minister of Parliament, who had been close at Cromwell's heels, and who was eager to pass into the Great Hall, said with little patience,
"I find it strange that women are now petitioning."
The woman cut her eyes to the man and said immodestly, "That which is strange is not of necessity unlawful."